the day that Jesus was crucified there, Golgotha or Calvary, the place where he died. You know, here of late, a few years ago, you know, Mel Gibson produced that movie, The Passion of Christ, really popularized, you know, this week in the life of Christ. And it surfaced in a lot of people a question. You know, it was so brutal and harsh, the hostility towards Jesus. Mel Gibson really captured what Jesus went through, you know, pictorially. And I remember talking to Andrew, a FedEx driver, my trainer. And he, you know, we started talking one time about Christ and, you know, the Passion of Christ. And then his face kind of contorted. Yeah, but why? Why was he treated that way? It doesn't make any sense. He really, you know, struggled with, and it surfaced in him, an issue about the way he was treated. But as you get in the Word and understand our faith, we come to the realization that the reason he went through that was for us. He took our punishment. It's what we deserved, Andrew. He took our punishment. He was nailed to the cross in our place. You know, instead of going over his death and the, you know, the cruelty and the hostility and the agony of his suffering, I noticed a string of scriptures of why he died. He died for us in our place. And there was a common, you know, word in the Greek that connected all these scriptures. Not only was it, you know, explaining the purpose he died for us, but this one word, hooper. And, it, you know, in the places where Christ died for our sins, that word for, hooper, we're going to note several scriptures tonight. I'm just going to go through them and, you know, talk about them real briefly. Why he died. And this word hooper, for, it actually means in place of, for the sake of, instead of, or in the stead of, or as our substitute. You know, why he died. Why he was nailed to the cross. Why we call this Friday good was because he did it for us in our place. And, you know, just to note these scriptures briefly and the purpose of why he died. The Bible tells us, and using this word, hooper, as it strings along all these scriptures, about his death or sacrifice, about the purpose or for us, the substitution. In 1 Corinthians 15, the Bible tells us, Jason covered it a few weeks ago, that Christ died for, hooper, our sins according to the Scriptures. The Bible tells us about his death, that he died. He fulfilled prophecy. The Bible we read and study and open from the Old Testament to the New is all about Jesus Christ and him fulfilling the Old Testament prophecies. We see that. Paul correlates that with why he died. Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. The Bible tells us about how he fulfills the types in the Old Testament. Last Tuesday we had our little Passover celebration at that restaurant, Middle Eastern restaurant. Paul notes in Corinthians that therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Hooper, in our place, as our substitute. He was the fulfillment of Old Testament types. He was the Passover. lamb. The Bible tells us he fulfills the types in Hebrews. The Bible tells us that he was sacrificed for sins forever. Hooper, for sins forever. Our substitute, a sacrifice, his death. But forever. In Hebrews, the Bible tells us that, you know, Paul talking about the high priest and how the high priest had to continually offer up sacrifices, you know, the burnt offering, the peace offering, the trespass offerings, for the sins of the people. It was an ongoing service, yet when Christ died, he was the high priest and the sacrifice, the sacrificer and the sacrifice. The Bible says that in Hebrews that he was a sacrifice for sins forever, eternally, once for all. Once forever. The Bible also tells us about his death and the sacrifice and the substitution. In Hebrews that it was for everyone. In Hebrews it says that he might taste death for everyone. Hooper for everyone. His death was enough for everyone. For all of us, all our souls in this room, but all the souls outside of this room. You know, everyone. The ability of his sacrifice was enough for all man, all woman alike. Paul notes in Romans that, you know, he died for the ungodly. He demonstrated his love in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hooper for us. In our stead, as our substitute, while we were still in sin, as our sacrifice. But, you know, it's not the atonement or the sacrifice, the effect of the sacrifice isn't, it's enough and powerful for everyone, but it doesn't affect everyone, only those who receive him. You know, it was given in the Gospel of John, where the Bible tells us he was crucified on a cross in between two other crosses. Two other criminals there. Two guilty criminals. Him, innocent. Just, never sinned, nailed to a cross between two thieves. The Bible tells us one thief says, blasphemed him, says, hey, save yourself, save us, starting to mock him. The other thief, you know, talking to the other criminal, says, don't you have any regard? This man is just, he did nothing wrong. Then he turned to the Lord, the Bible says, and he said, remember me when you come into your kingdom, Lord. And Jesus turned to him and says, you know, today you will be with me in paradise. His sacrifice was enough for every man and woman alike upon the planet. But only those that receive him, you know, receive the atonement. The one in proximity to his sacrifice. You know, they were right there next to him, watching him die. One was saved, one was not. For everyone. Bible tells us for his own, Hooper. Jesus in John talking about the great shepherd, he said that great shepherd, he gives his life for his sheep, Hooper, for his sheep. He gave his life, nailed to the cross. Further in that passage, he said, I lay down my life for the sheep, Hooper, for the sheep, a provision for our sin, our atonement, willingly. Voluntarily, the Bible tells us, he gave his life. Why he died. He suffered for us, the Bible tells us. Peter notes in several scriptures about how he suffered. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered, Hooper, for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps, as an example, his suffering. Further, Peter said, for Christ also suffered once for sins, Hooper, the just for the unjust, substitution. He was our substitute upon the cross. He was the sacrifice for our sins. Today we look back at his death being nailed upon the cross. But the Bible tells us not only why he died, but really his intent, you know, what drove him. The Bible tells us, Peter went on to say that he might what he accomplished upon the cross, that he might bring us to God. A reconciliation. He, in Thessalonians, Paul tells us that the reason he died, to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. Hooper. He's our Savior. We obtain salvation through that death upon the cross, that sacrifice, our substitute. Now we look back, we receive him as the one criminal who turned to him, humbled him, recognized him, asked him, received him. We obtain salvation through that death upon the cross. Timothy, Paul wrote, who gives himself a ransom for all. Hooper. He paid the price, the Bible tells us. He paid the price. Whatever it takes, whatever price it took for our salvation, for our souls, he paid it. The Bible says that he redeemed us, he reconciled us, he ransomed us. Titus, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed, who gave himself, Hooper, for us, and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. He paid the price. The Bible tells us, you know, the ransom was the price paid, what it cost for my soul to be saved, he paid, and your soul, he paid. The Bible says that he redeemed us out of slavery. That's what that word means. We were talking on Sunday about how there's two kingdoms. The enemy, the kingdom of darkness, the father of lies, holds those that are captive, those who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel should shine on them, the Bible tells us. He redeemed us, purchased us, took us out of slavery, out of one kingdom, into the other kingdom, the kingdom of light, his kingdom, the Bible tells us. How he paid the price to do that. It cost the cost of him being nailed to the cross, our substitute, the sacrifice. Ransoming us, purchasing us out of slavery. Paul in Galatians says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse, Hooper, for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. He bore our curse. The Bible tells us that man, because of sin, is cursed. But the Bible explains to us that him being nailed upon the cross bore our curse. The Bible says that he bore our sin. In Corinthians, Paul said that he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Bore our sin. Our sin, our curse, nailed to the cross. Our sacrifice, our substitute. Paul says he gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us. For our sins, Hooper, as our substitute, that he might deliver us. He went on to say, from this present evil age, he delivers us. We were granted deliverance because of his sacrifice. Our sacrifice. Our substitute. The death upon the cross. He delivers us. That's what we pray for. Paul, Jesus told the disciples, you know, pray they forgive those who trespass against us, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. He grants us that deliverance. Paul teaches us we don't even know how much he protects us. He's got a hedge about us. We're spared from so much temptation. Because of Jesus Christ. Because of the cross. Because of his sacrifice at the cross. Because of our substitute. Because of what he did for us. Hooper. Paul also tells us that he delivered us from this evil age, but because of his love. In Galatians, he writing about how he lives by faith in the Son of God. Paul says, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself, Hooper, for all. Associating God's love, Christ's love, why he died upon the cross, why he was nailed upon the cross. It was his love that nailed the nails on the cross. Voluntarily, willingly, he loves us. It was because of his love for us and our souls to redeem us. He tells us in Ephesians, the Bible tells us, as Christ, remember the example, husbands, love your wives. Christ loved the church. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Hooper. He died that substitutionary death because of his love for the church, because of his love for us. John, the apostle of love, writing his epistle, said, by this we know love, because he laid down his life, hooper, for us. We know. He enables us to know that love through his sacrifice, because of the cross, because of his death and substitutionary, his death in my place, in your place, and the sacrifice and the atonement that his shed blood brings. We know his love. He went on to say, we also ought to lay down our lives, hooper, for the brethren. We see why he died on the cross and all that he did. It's glorious. How he redeemed our souls from darkness. How we obtain salvation through our Savior, our Lord, because Christ, hooper, for our sins. He died for our sins. And we see that. But the response that he desires from us is that we love him in return. That we also would love one another. That's what John says. That we would hooper the brethren. Our lives. Lay down our lives for the brethren. Through the cross and the death of on the cross, we are enabled to know his love. And we're to love the brethren. Peter, he's got a couple more scriptures. Peter said, therefore, since Christ suffered hooper for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. To have his mind. He died upon the cross to grant us salvation, that we might know his love, but that we might share his love, share his spirit, share his love, and have his mind. All right, the Bible tells us the Word renews our mind. Since Christ also hooper for us in the flesh, suffered for us in the flesh. This sacrifice and substitutionary death pleases God. You know, he fulfills the Old Testament types. He fulfills prophecy. The Scripture is all about Jesus. His death was prophesied. Paul to the Ephesians writes, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, hooper, an offering and a sacrifice to God, hooper, for a sweet smelling aroma. The sacrifice of Jesus and his death being nailed upon the cross fulfills a type in the Old Testament scripture where the priest would offer up a sweet-smelling aroma before the Lord that pleases the Lord. And the Bible tells us that it pleased him. It pleases the Father, the death upon the cross. Because in Isaiah, the Bible says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Because of us, it pleases him. Because of him redeeming, reconciling, drawing, bringing our souls out of darkness, bringing our souls back to God. That's what pleases the Lord about the death of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that the reason he died was for us as a substitution in our place. The purpose he died as a sacrifice covering, paying the price to cover our sins. Familiar ground, we know. But we look back at him being nailed to the cross, and this is what we remember. The Bible tells us Jesus, you know, when he instituted communion, he told us much the same, to remember my death, my body broken for you, my blood shed for you. Interesting when he shares that in Luke 22.